joining us to discuss a little bit more about that, where this idea came from and how it will be actualized, is Kathy Kaler, CEO of Chai FM. A very good morning. Awesome to chat to you on air. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I am good, thank you. I loved you. When you called me and told me about this idea, I absolutely fell in love with it. And because it just resonates. It's so, we are so overwhelmed by the amount of loss. We can't go and see people. We don't go to the funerals. We can't connect in any meaningful way. And this is an opportunity to do that. I'm sorry, I'm talking too much. Tell me where it came from, this idea.
You're leading the witness.
I know, I'm leading you. I'm leading the witness. I'm just very, very enthused about it.
All right. Well, thank you for that. So I was actually just looking at it in terms of myself and just speaking to people. And we're all feeling the same way, is that as you're starting to begin grieving for one person that you've lost, you've got another three people. It's completely overwhelming. And as you say, you know, most of us are not attending funerals. You know, some of us are not even going to prayers. Mm. So it's calls to the family or it's WhatsApp message or trying to connect in some way. But we don't really have the time and the way that we can express ourselves and share our own memories about that person. So I thought, well, we've got the ability to have an obituary section on Chai FM. We'll post them as articles, and what we can all do is go in, see the obituary, and actually comment and share our own memories about the person. So it becomes like a live testament to who that person was, and having a picture. So it's very easy to do. You just send an email to Kathy if you need help with the writing. I'm very happy to help you with that at 3 o'clock in the morning. but it's really necessary because I think we're also losing track of who has passed away and who hasn't. You know, I'm scared to ask my friends, how's your family? Because I can't remember if they've lost their parents or, God forbid, you know, somebody else in their family. So that's where it's coming from. And I just think that it's a time where we need to pay tribute to people, whether they have died from the pandemic or not. Let's face it, people do actually die from other things.
Well, I think that's a very good point. And having had the experience of losing my father, not from COVID, but during this time, there is that sense, there is that feeling that there was something missing, and I'm only starting to realize it now about that whole mourning process, because people couldn't come, or it was very limited how many people could come, and the funeral, and that whole, in inverted commas, normal mourning process was turned a little bit on its head. So the pandemic hasn't just affected people who have died from the pandemic, it's affected the loss of people who, just during this time. So I think that is really important. A friend of mine said to me in jest yesterday that she spends so much time on Facebook actually stalking, in inverted commas, other people because she can't remember exactly what you've just said. Did they lose somebody? Didn't they lose somebody? Does she know? And this kind of creates a central area for community, for people just to gather and to be able to mourn in a different sort of a way.
Exactly, and share our memories with the family, because often we knew the people, and even if you didn't know the family, in times gone by, we were able to go to the funeral and connect with the family there and perhaps share memories or at prayers. We just don't have that anymore. And I know you wrote an article, a very, very lovely article, about, you know, we'll celebrate later, we'll do it later, and putting these things off. I think rather than putting them off, we need to find new ways of doing what we need to be done.
So I want to add another angle to it that I thought about last night, is one of the, and I would imagine it's designed around this, the sitting shiva where we sit for a week following a funeral, mourning a person who's passed. One of the very powerful things that you experience during a shiva time is people come in and they tell you stories about the person you've lost. And that, and in fact, when my late mom passed away, it wasn't during COVID, that was such an important part of it because we were hearing stories about this mad woman that we had never heard of before. And it was wonderful. But when we mourn during a time like this, we don't have those stories because we don't have the people and we don't have that flow. And this does give us that opportunity as well.
100%. 100%. So, you know, let's build it and let's pay tribute to the people who we've lost so that we remember them, that other people are able to remember them, and that, you know, it's not in a very public forum like it would be on a Facebook. You know, this is for the community. #YouDon'tHaveToBeJewish.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I was just going to say, because Etienne messaged yesterday, does the person have to be Jewish? And I just responded, #Etienne, YouDon'tHaveToBeJewish. So of course you don't have to be Jewish. You need to be part of the Chai FM family. That's all you have to be. You need to be connected to Chai FM one way or another, and you don't need to be connected by religion. But so tell me again, Kathy, how, if somebody wants to put something up, how do we do it?
So you just email me, it's Kathy with a K, @chaifm.com, and include your own contact details, because there might be questions that I have, and just send it off to me, and then we'll work together, and I'll...
I don't know if you really intended to offer your writing services, but I know a lot of people do struggle with this sort of thing. If you do struggling,
it's very important that I will do it. Just send it in,
and Kathy will certainly do what she can to help you bash it into shape if you aren't comfortable at all. And I think people should include the funny things, and that's what you've said, like the quirky things, just who are they? It doesn't need to be formal and rigid. Just tell us who that person was and the memories that you hold dear.
Oh, absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. So,
absolutely
thank you
love
very
it.
Much.
All right.
And I just want to say thank you to you and to Senna and to Craig and to the Morning Mayhem team. You know, for helping me start the day off on a really good footing every day.
Absolute pleasure. Look, it's the best start to our day. So we certainly love every moment of it. Kathy Kaler, CEO of Chai FM, with what I think is just the most tremendous initiative.